Hi, I'm John David Miller. Welcome to YesWise Insights. Today's program is Financial and Economic Changes, presented by Natural Health Enterprises, found at reallywell.com, where we have natural health information, Northern Edge organic flaxseed, other superfoods, air and water purifiers, and much more. It is no secret that financial and economic issues of fragility have been at play for many years. There's a big buzz in both mainstream and alternative media about major changes in the financial and economic markets, either in progress or coming soon. The cabal of wealthy corporate conglomerate empire owners have had their hands on the levers of financial and political power for centuries, and they want a great reset for more control. What are some of the projected issues that may affect our economic transactions before long? What is the likelihood of the National Economic Security and Recovery Act, referred to as NESARA? Well, let's take a look at some of the potential possible financial changes, such as higher interest rates, reduced real estate sales because of higher interest rates, price inflation of goods and services, and of course we're already seeing all of those, shortages of food and other products already being reflected in many of our stores, labor shortage, how many help wanted signs do you see in the last year or two since the COVID experience? Also, theft is becoming a major problem. Many stores are closing in city areas. There's many reports in local news of shoplifting and other theft. Then we hear a lot of talk about the potential for a financial and economic collapse, you know, where there may be bank closures, there may be shortages again, and inability to get goods to their destination, especially if war is implemented, and an electronic blackout could be part of a war scenario where an EMP bomb is put off in the atmosphere that knocks out all the electricity. That would be one of the most devastating things to ever happen to life on this planet, especially since the introduction of so much of our economy run by electromagnetic equipment and communications as well. And then you have the potential for bank restructuring, removing the Fed from its position of, which is not a federal agency, by the way, it's a banking cartel set up in 1913 that has been running our banking system and issuing our fiat currency in conjunction with the Treasury Department. For decades, for again, over a century, but that could change. And there's a lot of talk about issuing a new U.S. Treasury note rather than the Fed fiat dollar. So emerging nations are also working with their currencies with a potential for introducing new or improved currencies improved currency values. You have the BRICS nations, the Brazil, Russia, Iran, China, and South Africa trade agreement that has been come on with many, many more nations signing on to these agreements to trade with them using other than the fiat dollar, the world reserve currency, which is now subsiding in its power, the what has been called the petrodollar. So there may be a new dollar then with asset-backed currencies, no longer the Fed fiat petrodollar, but some gold or silver-backed dollar and similar currencies in other nations trading on a much more equal basis. And then you also have the crypto tokens that have been popular for the last decade or so that may or may not be currencies. They are called that, but unless they are exchangeable directly into a asset-backed currency, they may be used instead for transaction purposes, but all to be determined. Ups and downs, very volatile market in that area. Higher gold and silver and platinum prices are talked a lot about as part of this whole financial restructuring. So many of these things are already in progress and could be more significantly done soon. Also, then, we have this discussion about Nasara and Jassara. On any internet search, you'll probably find a lot of discussion of this being a conspiracy theory, not real, never passed by Congress, never really implemented. But it was a proposal by a citizen back in the 90s. There was supposedly a secret passage of it and a forced signing of it by President Clinton. This is what's discussed in many of the alternative discussion of Nasara and Jassara, which is National Economic Security and Recovery Act or National Security and Reformation Act or Global Economic Security and Recovery Act for the G, applying to other nations. But in the idea of this, there would be a removal of the corrupt cabal agents from positions of authority in all these institutions, both government and financial institutions, and corporations perhaps, replacement with officials of integrity, then elimination of the income tax, which is not constitutional. There's been much discussion about that for decades, the fact that the income tax and the IRS were not constitutional to begin with, were passed under suspicious conditions, again, about the time of the Federal Reserve back in 1913, and replacement of the income tax with a national consumption tax, something like 14 or 15% on non-essential goods. That would not apply to food and perhaps clothing, but other goods, some perhaps only for brand new goods, not for used goods and recycled things that people sell from one to another. And then even the concept of debt forgiveness, where many debts, not all, not, for example, commercial obligations where you owe your supplier for delivery of a good, but of a inventory, but perhaps credit cards and student loans and things like that could be forgiven. So this is debatable. Many believe this and have put out very interesting information about it. They're very convinced that this is about to be implemented. Others say this is a complete false idea that was only a concept and has never been brought to actuality. So we will see. In one way or another, there are many financial changes and economic changes on the horizon. We want them to be positive, something that helps us to a better life, not destroys the economy and leaves us hanging in social disturbances. Today's program is presented by Northern Edge Superior Organic Flaxseed. It's a great brain food, high in omega-3 oil and antioxidants galore, great protein and fiber. Gives you a sharper, calmer mind with less inflammation and better elimination. Northern Edge is the lowest in toxic metals like cadmium and lead, and the highest in oil and alpha-linolenic acid because of where it's grown in the northern clean environment of Canada. And we have that at both reallywell.com and flaxfood.com. Check it out, flaxfood.com, the best flax you can get for very important benefits that it provides. We have that with other items, the Aztec Secret Healing Clay and Vitamin O Liquid Oxygen in a detox pack to help your body clean out some of the toxins that have accumulated. We also have a resistance assistance pack to help the immune system and for pain relief with Laurea Clear Extract, a very important herb, been around for centuries, thousands of years really, and Vitamin O Oxygen. And then Delicious Greens 8000 Superfood Nutrition Smoothie Mix with 8000 ORAC units of antioxidant capacity per serving. Also organic turmeric powder and molecular silver. And at yeswise.com we have our holistic learning modules, holistic life consultations and seminars, YesWise Insights program, and the Real World Chat on the first Wednesdays of the month at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I want to thank you for being here. Have a good day and be really well.